tuned into Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Mia Johnson. Here's your community news update.
Cool. Okay. How has your experience been so far? How would you rate it?
Ever since I moved to North York, right, I've seen this construction going around the LRT. So never wonder how it's going to end up looking like. But they really put on the work. Looks amazing.
When my sister was going to Humber College, like she went to the North Campus, and she was saying like she wished that like it was running when she went because she graduated. I know it's going to be really convenient, especially for the students that go to Humber.
It finally happened. Toronto got its first new transit line in 24 years. And while it's a major milestone for the city's transit development, many are disappointed by just how slow the train takes getting from one station to another.
I miss the bus already.
Why do you miss the bus?
It's a bit too slow. Okay. And not frequent enough.
I'm surprised that it's so slow, honestly, because we were waiting so long for it to be open.
Yeah, I just didn't expect that big a delay.
Yeah, the bus may be a little more crowded, but this is a little more slow.
My biggest concern is that it just stops too often.
R. McLean, who lives at Jane and Finch, travels to Finch West to get downtown at least 3 to 4 times a week. On McLean's route, he says there have been more cons than pros since the train opened Sunday.
I live at Jane and Finch. And I've seen the chaos it caused. The end result is we have a streetcar that, in my opinion, we didn't really need. I feel we could have sufficed with an extra lane for traffic to go capacity-wise during rush hour. I was actually eventually looking forward to it because we had no choice, but taking a ride on Sunday for the inauguration, it just took too long. Every second, it drives for 30 seconds and stops, 30 seconds and stops. It's just unsustainable. I've been watching it from day one. And I was the one that was kind of resentful, but I actually worked on the route in the winter doing snow removal.
Oh, wow.
So I was kind of for it. I'm still for it, but they have to come up with a strategy to get it to go faster.
People in Northwest Toronto have been waiting for the LRT to open for years now, but many are skeptical still. Advocates from the Jane and Finch community have raised concerns over gentrification. Access to transit could drive up housing prices in an area that's been relatively affordable compared to other parts of the city.
Doesn't really benefit the community on a whole. I don't think everybody's jumping for joy because we have an LRT. We just have to accept it. So we're trying to make the best of it. And most people are optimistic now, but from what I've seen, I don't know how they're going to actually solve this dilemma with the slow-moving trains. They're just huge and they stop too much.
TTC spokesperson Stuart Green said these are still early days in an email sent to Met Radio on Thursday. When we asked why performance improvements had not been made before opening the line, he told us they'll fine-tune as they go, because as operators gain more experience with customer volumes and loading and offloading times at different stops, they'll be able to save riders time. He says TTC is also working with the city on transit signal priority measures, which should help speed things up in the meantime. City Councilor Josh Matlow, who sits on the TTC board, was one of many councilors vocal this week about pushing for faster service.
Billions of tax dollars have been spent on rapid transit that goes slower than buses. That's absurd. It's ridiculous. And I believe that every level of government, including the TTC, need to work together now to make sure that when Eglinton opens, it has signal priority so that on the surface portion of Eglinton, those vehicles are going rapidly, really, really fast. And if they don't, it'll be a failure.
Approved on Wednesday, the city will work with the operators considering ways to speed up performance on the line. That includes removing speed caps where possible and turning on signal priority, which would give the line right of way. Now, there's been some confusion on the TTC's definition of what signal priority means, slowing things down significantly, pun intended. Toronto's Director of Traffic Management, Roger Brown, explained this at the TTC board meeting on Wednesday. He said a streetcar can cause a green light to be extended on the assumption that it will leave before the signal times out. A more aggressive strategy, though, would lengthen the distance away from an intersection that a car can trigger that extension. There could also be changes in the sequence of signals so that a left turn follows rather than precedes the streetcar green. Metrolinx, the company behind the train, said in a public statement, it's the city not using transit signal priority. That's the problem. They can use it to their full extent. But at the meeting, contradicting this, Brown said any changes contemplated on the LRT must have the input from both Metrolinx and Mosaic Group before anything moves forward. What McLean, the writer from Jane and Finch, is asking for is transparency.
I'm hoping that when they start to decide what to do, at least they let us know. Because a lot of time we don't get no information. We just have to accept whatever they bring our way.
Many riders felt disappointed we were having this conversation so late in the game. The line started construction in 2019, 3 years behind schedule, and had already been operating test runs for 30 days before opening to the public. Here's another commuter we spoke with at Finch West Station.
I think someone coming from Sri Lanka, the amount of test runs they have run for this, I was quite shocked to see, you know, like in my country, they don't have this kind of a test run. They just start.
Council capped the speed limit for the Finch West line at 60 kilometers per hour for safety reasons, avoiding any potential collisions with pedestrians and cars on the track. And while they can go faster, riders shouldn't expect any changes to take effect until the new year as staff continue to gather data. Trains are still running under soft operating conditions. The spokesperson for the TTC, Stuart Green, says after 5 days, scheduled trip times are already improving. To ride the train from end to end in rush hour from Humber Station to Finch West should take about 46 minutes. Original estimates had predicted much shorter times. According to Metrolinx's website, currently, the whole route should take just over 30 minutes on average. Toronto Mayor Olivia Chow is set to bring a motion to speed up LRTs and streetcars at City Council next week. We'll be following that. This has been your community news update from Met Radio CJTM 1280 AM in downtown Toronto. Fact-checking for this episode was done by Gabriel Hilty. Our music is produced by Robert Johnston. None of this coverage would have been possible without the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Mia Johnston.